Blog Talk Radio.
Together. Hallelujah. And we're together right now. We may be in separate places, but we're together right now. We've gathered together in his name. Therefore, he is in the midst. Amen. We just praise God for another day to come together, to thank him, to praise him, to give him all the glory. And Pastor Mom, who is feeling good this morning, no pain, feeling strong this morning, is going to open us up, hallelujah, in a word of prayer. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us
forgive us our trespasses.
And we forgive our trespass.
Those who trespass against us.
Those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.
Hallelujah.
But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.
Yes.
And power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being with us and standing by us. And holding us in the hollow of thine own hand, our president, and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless his servant. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're right.
Hallelujah. We give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. He is here with us on today. Hallelujah. And you are too. We're so glad to see all of you this morning. Amen. Some of you were so bright and early, you were here before I was here. Hallelujah. I love it when that happens. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, if you've been to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church before, you know the assignment, the challenge that God has given to us to get to know him more. Amen, amen. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. But let's start with our scripture today. Psalm 95. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's do Psalm 100. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 100, the King James Version. So if you made it to Psalm 95, just go five more up, and you'll be at Psalm 100. Praise God. The whole Psalm, verses 1 through 5. We're going to say it together. Well, we can't hear you, but go ahead and say it out loud. Amen. That'll be a blessing for you and the atmosphere around and about you. After we say Psalm 100, then we're going to go to Psalm 34, hallelujah, verses 1 through 3, and we're going to magnify the Lord together. Amen. Let's read Psalm 100, King James Version, verses 1 through 5. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. We're going to go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. And we were doing a lot, we're saying a lot of thanks over there too. Amen. Getting ready for the word today. Getting ready for Thanksgiving. Praise God. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he's an awesome God. He's altogether lovely. Amen. And what we've been doing at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church is we have been challenged to find the names of God, A through Z. And some of us have gone from Genesis to Revelation, finding the names of God, just discovering who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. And knowing more about who he is in our lives. Praise God. And so at first we were, we would open the lines and people would say who the Lord is to him. And we're going to be doing that on the first Sunday. Praise God. But for right now, we have collected some songs that have who the Lord is. And so if you've accepted this challenge, if you've accepted this assignment from the Lord, then you have a sheet already. If you haven't, make it out now, a sheet or a file on your computer, on your phone, and write who the Lord is from A to Z. Amen. Amen. And then begin to meditate on it because he's going to bless you. Amen. I started getting blessed. And we'll see that somewhere in our in the Word this week, maybe, well, for sure next week. Praise God and pray in part two. But we're going to listen this morning to a song that talks about who God is. Amen. His character, his nature, his name, his attributes. Amen. And it's called Awesome. Hallelujah.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice. The whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say, come on, somebody.
Hallelujah. He's awesome. He is awesome. Hallelujah. Oh, with so many names and attributes of the Lord in that song. Hallelujah. Awesome. Great deliverer, mighty, holy, provider, protector, mountain mover. Hallelujah. Healer, strength. Hallelujah. And he's the one who can hide us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we just bless his holy name. Hallelujah. So I pray that you'll have fun in this challenge and just find more names of the Lord, more attributes. Hallelujah. It's good to say he's our everything. That still works. That's still good. But we want to also learn how to break it down. Just break it down and say who he is. I will never get to all of who he is. He's so great and so awesome. We can't get to all of who he is, even in our very lifetime. But still, we can try. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And now we're going to go to our declaration. Glory to God. We want to declare and decree some things by his Spirit. And we see what we declare and decree, it has been established. Amen. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. Oh, our mouth is so holy. Our mouth is, God has placed the awesomeness, his awesomeness in our mouth. And when we declare something, when we declare his word, come on, when we declare his word, some things are established and light starts to shine because he is the light. Glory to God. Okay, Isaiah 40 and verse 8. See, I'm starting to preach already. I'm going to slow myself down. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So you're there and we're here, but we're all together. And we want to encourage you that as we say these declarations and you repeat after us, to be fully engaged in it. Go ahead, speak it out of your mouth. You know, we read a survey, a study that said that there's very few Christians that out loud. You know, they pray in their hearts, but very few that pray out loud. There's some things going on in the atmosphere that we need to speak, have our voices go out in the atmosphere and tear some things down in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And as we are saying these declarations, atmospheres are being changed in our homes and in ourselves. Amen. So let's read it out loud or say it out loud. Repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me.
Shall prosper. This is the heritage. Of the Lord. Whatever I do.
Will prosper.
For I am like. A tree.
That's planted.
By the streams of water. Amen. And that comes from Isaiah 54, verse 17. And Psalm 1 and verse 3. Here's another one. Repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me.
From the curse
of the law.
Therefore, I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease.
Germ, allergy,
allergic reaction,
every virus
that
touches my body,
dies instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every organ and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection,
perfection.
That, God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body
in
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's from the Word of God, Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And I can recall we were doing these declarations, and the Lord said, add allergies and allergic reaction. And I'm glad that he said to do that, because something has been trying to, it looked like an allergic reaction on the back of my hand. And so I have just begun to pray. There were little tiny bumps that appeared on the back of my hand. Now, you know, I could probably say, I don't know, it may be because I wash my hands so much, it may be because of the gloves, but I began to remember the declarations. Hallelujah. And I'm still, you know, getting the wisdom from God to know what to do, but I'm telling you, these things are going down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because they cannot stay in Jesus' name, hallelujah, they must die. Whatever this reaction is, it must die instantly in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, hallelujah. And we're standing on God's word, because the word of God stands forever. Amen. Let's do one more declaration. Hallelujah. Amen. Repeat after me. The peace of God.
The peace of God.
That transcends.
That transcends.
All understanding.
All understanding.
Guards my heart.
Guards my heart.
And my mind.
And my mind.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I think on things.
I think on things.
That are true.
That are true.
Noble.
Noble.
Right.
Right.
Pure.
Pure.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Admirable,
admirable,
excellent,
excellent,
and praiseworthy.
And praiseworthy.
That's from Philippians 4:7-8. And I'll tell you that about that, I know that there is something that the enemy's trying to do now in the minds of people, and trying to have people think about things that are not true and noble and right and pure and lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. But to think of things even going into the past, especially around the holidays. We're going into the holiday season. And sometimes, you know, the enemy tries to get people depressed around this time, thinking of loved ones who left around this time, or thinking of some kind of breakup in families or in relationships or something around the holidays. Well, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. We have the peace of God that transcends all understanding, guarding our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. And we're standing on the word of God. Why? Because the word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. So these declarations, they're alive. Amen. They're just not on a piece of paper. They are alive. They are well in our lives. And God's word is standing in our lives as we stand on his word. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for it. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to hear some praise and worship. I just, you know, want to hear Sister McDowell again. Her daughter, Angelina, went home to be with the Lord, and the service was this past week. It was on Wednesday, and I'm telling you, it was a celebration of life. The young lady, she had been going through cancer treatments from the age of 12 until 18, and then God just went on and called her home at 18, and we got together and we celebrated her life. Hallelujah. The life that the Lord allowed us to be a part of for that short amount of time, still being there. Amen. And we were grateful and thankful, and the whole family was. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And so we continue to keep them in prayer. You know, we know that it's not a light thing. It's not an easy thing. But still, God is with them. So if you think of the McDowell family, the Lord brings them to your mind, please lift them up in prayer. Praise God. So we're going to hear Sister McDowell singing. She has given us some praise and worship songs that we play because we consider her a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, her and her family. Praise God. And I want to say this. I've heard her sing for many years, and I've heard the anointing on her voice for many years. But I tell you, she sang at her daughter's service, Celebration of Life. She got up. She was a little bit shaky when she got up, but I'm going to tell you what, the Holy Ghost took over. And I heard her sing like I've never heard her sing before. The anointing was tangible. Praise God. Amen. This is Sister Charlene McDowell. Praise God.
Let me live. So glad to be in the service. Lord, your steadfast love.
Hallelujah. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we're glad to be in the service. Amen. One more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many have gone. Many have gone home. So we're glad to be in the service. And we thank God for his steadfast love. It never ceases. It's new every morning. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we're going to go to our prayer for finances. I'm so glad that the Lord just laid some things on our heart for us to do. And one of them is to pray over our finances. I have seen changes in my finances since we've been praying this prayer together. It's very interesting things have been happening since we've been praying this prayer over our finances. And just to name a few, and some of you have heard this already, I got a letter from Social Security saying that they didn't do me right. They did not give me enough money. So they gave me a lump sum of money for what they should have given me. And then they added more money. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then there was a piece of equipment that Pastor Mom needed. And I'm in a Facebook group that they use that same equipment. And they're just complaining and complaining because they're not getting reimbursed for it. Well, Pastor Mom got reimbursed for it. Hallelujah. Amen. So I believe that, you know, because of our giving and because we've been praying these prayers over our finances, that things have been going on differently in our finances. And I say this so often that this is a time of wealth transfer. And those of us who are tithers, those of us who are givers, we are positioned and ready to receive the wealth transfer, however God's going to do it. You know, Social Security, I didn't get a whole lot from that, but I was still thankful and grateful, you know, that it happened, period. Never heard of it. Glory to God. Amen. And so, and you know, even for Pastor Mom, and then other things that have been going on, we are grateful. We are thankful for all that God is doing. And like I said, we know that this is a wealth transfer. I've never heard the word trillion like I've heard it in the past year. Amen. And out of those trillions, God has something for us. And I want to say this, it was kind of funny. I hope it turns out okay. But what happened, it was, I forgot exactly where it was, but an armored truck on the way to the Federal Reserve opened up, and all of this money came out of the back of the truck onto the highway. And people were stopping and grabbing the money and jumping up and down and saying, were grabbing the money. Well, some of them took videos. And anyway, the police is giving them, I think it's 48 hours to return all that money that they found on the street, on the highway. People went the next day trying to see if they could find any more money on the highway. So people are looking for money. And you know how they say, you look, people looking for love in all the wrong places. Well, that wasn't a place to look for it, but we can look for it from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I tickle myself. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our prayer for finances. Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
I commit.
My finances.
To you.
To you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be. A good steward.
A good steward.
Of all you give me.
For all you give me.
And walk
in
total agreement,
and total agreement
as to how it's to be dispersed.
Help me
to remember.
Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs to you,
and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find it easy.
I will find it easy
to give to you and to others,
as you have instructed
in your word. Give me wisdom
to handle money
wisely.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I make
and what I have
will go a long way.
I pray that I will not be anxious.
About finances.
But we'll seek
your kingdom first.
Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
According to Luke 12:31.
Amen. Luke 12:31.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 So God will give us the wisdom. He'll show us what to do. You know, everything that we have really belongs to him. Praise God. Amen. And so there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and you've been giving in all these three ways, and we praise God for you. You can give via Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESL East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So ESLCCC. If you are here in the Heritage House in St. Louis, then you can come to the door 2E and give in that way as well. Or you can give via mail and make your check payable to ESLCCC. The address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to pray over our tithes and our offerings today. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For those who are sending the Cash App right now, hallelujah, or however the Lord will have you to send it, bringing it here, or even writing your checks right now, and or those who have even written checks last week and sent them in for this week. Well, Lord, we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Even the tithes and offerings that's in the basket right now. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise you for the tithers in the name of Jesus. You said to just try you on this, test you on this, and see if you would not open up the windows of heaven, pour out blessings to those giving 10% tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. And so, Lord God, we thank you right now. The windows of heaven are open in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. So there would be no holes in our pocket. The enemy would not try to come and steal, kill, and destroy even our money. And so our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord say that someone has lost some money. Maybe it's a check. Maybe it's a card that they can't find it. The Lord said, you will find it. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Nothing is lost in the spirit. The Lord says, I see all and I know all. I got you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall find it in the name of Jesus. Rejoice in advance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so we thank you for those giving offerings. Your word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We give you praise, Lord God, for the overflow blessing, hallelujah, of giving, the overflow blessing of tithing, where the windows of heaven just overflow and open. And, Lord, we always stand on your word, Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11, that says, hallelujah, Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11, that says he'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and that you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. Oh, we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. And we all say amen and amen. Man, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He is wonderful. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And now, hallelujah. Before we go into the word, that's right. Miss Annie is having a birthday on tomorrow. I don't believe she's on the line right now, but we still want to acknowledge her. She's been such a blessing to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. She's been such a blessing to us. She was here at the Heritage House for so many years. Even the apartment that we got, we have just a beautiful apartment that is has been such a blessing, the way it's set up, you know, for Pastor Mom, and she made sure that we got that, and that's been over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she's just been such a blessing to us. She is turning 88 years young on tomorrow. She no longer lives here in this building, but we still keep in touch with her, and we just want to just say, happy birthday to you, and I'll change the tune. Tomorrow's your birthday, the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. Amen. Happy birthday, Sister Annie, Miss Annie. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. Maybe one day you'll hear it. Hear this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then while we're talking for a few moments, we want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. It looks like Thanksgiving is coming up so fast. It looked like it was far away, and now it's this Thursday coming up. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone, that, you know, that God will bless you, that you'll be blessed to be a blessing. Amen. And hopefully, if you wanted a turkey, you were able to get a turkey. I understand some of the prices on turkeys are, whoa, zoomed up. from the way that they were in times past, but God is our provider. Amen and amen. And also on Thursday, on this Thursday, which is Thanksgiving, we'll still be celebrating the Get 'Em Radio 9th anniversary. The God in the Mist, a family of broadcasting, East St. Louis Christian Center is a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So we're celebrating our 9th anniversary on the air with Pastor Herbert McCoy from the Point Christian Fellowship in Dallas. So he will be with us. So you'll have a good meal, praise God, that day, and then come and get a good word at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And we've just been having such a wonderful time celebrating the goodness of God. Hallelujah. If you missed any part of that celebration, I would encourage you to go to Google and just Google Get 'Em Radio 9th anniversary. And when you do that, you can go back and listen. We've had some good preaching on this month. Pastor Herbert McCoy, who is my brother, will be preaching, and Pastor Mom's oldest son, hallelujah, will be preaching on this Thursday. And, you know, I thought we were going to do maybe a teed or just, you know, I was just listening to the Lord. And when I told my brother, he was like, yeah, I want to serve the Lord on Thanksgiving. I want to do it. I said, well, hallelujah. Glory to God. So he's going to be with us. God uses him in a great way. And we're excited to have him with us on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. And this same phone number, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And I think that's the announcements I wanted to make right now. But, well, while I'm making announcements, I'll just very quickly tell you about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. Before we go into the word, tomorrow is Monday. Every Monday we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Excellent teaching. Amen. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. The same phone number on Tuesday. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We'll still be doing that this week. And it is 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and we have four volunteers who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. We have interpretation of tongues, which is getting more and more awesome. That's a good word for today, awesome, because he is awesome. And so if you ever want to, if you ever have an opportunity to pray in tongues with us and pray for 15 minutes in tongues, please let me know, and we'll put you on our schedule. We have the next time we have a Wednesday, it will be our prophetic healing with Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Linda Hockey, Minister Linda Hockey, and that will be on November the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. It's the last healing ministry that we're going to do of the year, so you might want to be a part of it. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're going through anything or you know someone else, let them know about it. Spread the word, because people are absolutely getting healed and holding on to their healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, and as I said, on Thursday, we'll be here with our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, celebrating our 9th anniversary. Praise God, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing. We will be back next Sunday with part two of what we're going to talk about today, which is the art of Thanksgiving. Praise God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So before we bring the word today, I want to hear this song. Hallelujah. I like this song.
So I want to hear it before we get started today. There it is. Amen. It just makes me smile, gives me a lot of joy. Glory to God. And it's called Joy Medley by Minister Joy Bryant. Praise God.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm better for my praise each and every day. I've got so much to thank God for. I come from, we used to have devotion, and the deacons would come together, stand before the congregation, and they start a little hymn like this. They say, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want.
Lord. I just got to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. 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 We got so much to thank you for, Lord God. You've been so good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You loved us when we were unlovely, Lord God. Hallelujah. You made a way when there seemed to be no way. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you with all our heart. We thank you with all our breath, Lord God. We thank you with our mind, our will, our emotions. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy of thanking you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for even giving us a mind to thank you. We thank you that we're, as Pastor Mom said, we thank you that we're able to say thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord God. We thank you right now for moving by your spirit as we just dedicate, hallelujah, dedicate all that is said and done to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for touching each and every person who is here, Father, in the name of Jesus, touching our households, touching our families, our relationships, touching our finances, touching our bodies, God. Touch everything with regards to life and godliness regarding all of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because one touch from you sets everything straight. Glory to God. And we trust you and we thank you and we love you, Lord God. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do, Lord. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited about this word today. And I'm excited. I mean, and then to hear that song where she's thanking the Lord like that, that's just awesome. Hallelujah. So the name of our word today from the Lord is the art of giving thanks. The art of giving thanks. Hallelujah. There's an art to it, y'all. There's an art to giving thanks. Hallelujah. Before we even start, I want to go back to where the Lord touched me and gave me this idea to dig into the art of giving thanks. I think, you know, I know anybody who goes into this will probably go into it from different angles from where they are in the Lord. Amen. And so when I read this, I've been reading a devotional called 40 Days with Jesus, Celebrating His Presence. And it's by Sarah Young, and she's the author of Jesus Calling. Many of you probably have heard of Jesus Calling by now. And so this 40 Days with Jesus, I've read it. Let me see. 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm on my seventh reading of these 40 days. When I went through the 40 days, I couldn't stop. I started back over again. And every day that I read it, I put the date down on the page that I read it. And so I think probably on my fifth or sixth reading of this, it just like really stood out to me. And so the Lord was telling me to just, you know, take some time, meditate on it. So, and if you know Sarah Young and the way that she writes, is she writes it from the perspective of God talking, okay? And so it's really a prophetic word. That's how I look at it. It's a prophecy from the Lord. And it says, thankfulness opens the door to my presence. Though I'm always with you, I have gone to great measures to preserve your freedom of choice. I've placed a door between you and me, and I have empowered you to open or close that door. There are many ways to open it, but a grateful attitude is one of the most effective.
Thankfulness is built on a substructure trust. When thankful words stick in your throat, you need to check up on your foundation of trust. When thankfulness flows freely from your heart and lips, let your gratitude draw you closer to me. I want you to learn the art of giving thanks in all circumstances. That jumped off the page to me. I want you to learn. Amen. So, see how many times you can thank me daily. See how many times you can thank me daily. This will awaken your awareness to a multitude of blessings. It will also cushion the trials when they come against you. Practice my presence by practicing the discipline of thankfulness. And there's two scriptures that's here. One is Psalm 100, verse 4, which we read earlier today, Psalm 100, verse 4, and 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And I'm going to read that in a little bit. But this art of giving thanks, hallelujah, it is just wonderful. When we think of the art of something, previously, earlier this year, I did a sermon on the art of receiving. And so this is kind of you could say it's a prequel to it or a sequel to it, but it kind of goes along with it as well. At any rate, the art, when we think of the art of something, it's learning about that thing, being trained in it, receiving it, gaining an understanding of it, knowing it inside and out, and becoming well-versed in it. So the art of giving thanks is to learn about giving thanks, be trained in giving thanks, receive giving thanks, gain an understanding of giving thanks, know giving thanks inside and out, and become well-versed in giving thanks. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2, this is the NIV Bible. You know, I'm usually the King James girl, but a couple of these verses, the next two are in NIV. So Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2, Thessalonians 5:18, are both in the NIV. Psalm 9, verse 1 and 2. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Psalm 9, verse 1 and 2 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Hallelujah. So Psalm 9 talks about giving thanks to the Lord with all our heart. There are some times where we say thanks, but it's not with all our heart. But he wants us to give thanks to him with all our heart. Hallelujah. And when we do that, then we could tell of his wonderful deeds, and we can rejoice and be glad and praise his name. Hallelujah. And then on 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and we'll come back to these scriptures later on as we talk as well. But 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, come on, somebody. Give thanks in all circumstances. There has to be, we really have to learn the art of giving thanks in order to give thanks with our whole heart and in order to give thanks in all circumstances. And then along with that, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen. And that in Christ Jesus, that's a big part of it. Hallelujah. The only way that we can do that. How can we give thanks in all circumstances? So
I'm believing that by the time we go through this week and next week, the art of giving thanks, that we're going to learn. We're going to be trained. We're going to receive it. We're going to gain an understanding. We're going to know it inside and out, and we're going to become well-versed in it. And I want to say we may not know it all inside and out, but we'll begin to know it inside and out and become well-versed in giving thanks. Now, as I began to meditate on the art of giving thanks, the Lord, I was just following a path that the Lord gave to me. And so when it all came down to it, there were three different parts to it. And one of the parts to the art of giving thanks is the etiquette dimension. So there were three dimensions that on this path that I'm on at this point that we came up with. And one of the dimensions is the etiquette dimension of giving thanks. The etiquette dimension. And if you're writing, taking notes, etiquette is E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, etiquette, the etiquette dimension of giving thanks. And then there's the faith dimension, F-A-I-T-H, the faith dimension of giving thanks. And lastly, we have the worship dimension, of giving thanks. So in our time today, I'm hoping that we will get through the etiquette dimension and then maybe part, if not all, of the faith dimension. And then next week, we'll go into the worship dimension of giving thanks. Hallelujah. Now, with the etiquette dimension of giving thanks, this is where we learn, and we're trained to give thanks. You can maybe remember as a child that one of the first things you learned as a being a social person, learning some etiquette, was you learned please, thank you, and you're welcome. Please, thank you, and you're welcome. I mean, I remember being taught that as a child. I can even remember teaching my child that, you know, and when you hear the little babies, little children, they can barely say thank you, but they may say ta-ta when you give them something. Ta-ta, when they get it in their hand. And I can remember a baby saying, thank you, because they couldn't even say the thank you yet. But you know that you knew that they were grateful, and they were taught that etiquette dimension to give thanks. When someone gave you something, it was polite. It's polite. It's even polite now. It's polite to say thank you when you receive something in your hand. If you want something, you say, please, may I have something. When you receive it in your hand or you receive it, you say thank you. And then the person responds to you and says, you're welcome. That's etiquette. And that is being polite. Hallelujah. And there are so many ways to say thank you. I've said it in ways like, thank you so much. These days I say thank you, and with the S, with the so, I put extra O's in it. Thank you so much when I'm texting or, you know, sending an email or something to say thank you. Thank you so much. And then thank you very much. This is all the etiquette dimension of the art. And then another way to say thank you is I appreciate your consideration. I appreciate your guidance. I appreciate your help. I appreciate your time. That's another way to say thank you, is to say how you appreciate it. I sincerely appreciate. That's another way. My sincere appreciation, gratitude, and thanks. That's getting a little formal, but it's still saying thank you. My thanks and appreciation, a little formal as well. But, yeah, thank you. And please accept my deepest thanks. Hallelujah. And so, you know, being polite, using our etiquette, using what we've learned as children, that's how we say thanks. And we say it because we have the object of what we're thanking someone for. We have it in our hand. We have it in our possession. We see it, and we can thank them because we see it. We know that we have it. There's a way that we can thank God. And when we thank God for what he's done for us, oh, he's been so good to us. Amen. Amen. And we can thank God when we have something in possession. And in the Bible, what we see is when people gave thanks in the Bible, it led to praise. It went from thanks to praise. First Chronicles 29 and 13. And then we'll go to Daniel 2:23. Thanksgiving, thanking God leads to praise. 1 Chronicles 29:13 says, "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." Hallelujah. So when, as we began to thank God for what he's done for us, it leads right on into praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And Daniel 2:23 says, "I thank thee and praise thee." There it goes again, thanks and praise. "O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. Hallelujah. For thou hast made known unto us the king's matter." And, you know, when Daniel said this, he was thanking and praising God because the king was about to kill them. If somebody didn't tell the king what his dream was and interpret the dream, he was killing all of them. And Daniel went to the Lord. And so the Lord told Daniel what was going on. And Daniel said, "I thank thee and praise thee." So he was in possession of what he needed. He had it. He was in possession. And so he thanked and praised God. Hallelujah. And that's what we do. When God blesses us, we acknowledge that he has blessed us. And so we thank and we praise God. And now let's go on to the faith dimension, the F-A-I-T-H dimension of giving thanks. Now, with the art of giving thanks, we gain an understanding of giving thanks, and then we receive giving thanks. So when we receive it, when we have it, then we can give it. Amen. So in terms of thanking people, what the Lord has taught me about thanking people, he started this years ago. It's been almost 20 years ago. Actually, 21 years ago or more, he started this with me. You know, I was used to thanking people when I had something in possession and just, you know, thanking them, "Thank you so much," you know, with our etiquette, "Thank you," from that dimension. And then he brought me into the dimension. He said, "I want you to thank them with my word." Hallelujah. Thank them with my word. And look up in my word how to thank people. When I went into full-time ministry, before I went into full-time ministry, the Lord had me giving so much during that time. And he had me tithing. He had me giving to people. He said to me, "How does your garden grow? And your spiritual garden, how is it growing?" You know, and basically he told me, you know, you need to plant seeds in people's lives, mortgage seeds into people's lives, and, you know, seeds for other things that I would need, even to pay someone's all of their debt off. So he told me to sow into their lives and pay all their debt. Well, praise God, they didn't have that much debt. They thought they did, but it was easy to pay their debt off. And so God knew the person to send me to because he knew what I had at that point. But nevertheless, it was, you know, paying their debt off. So there was a debt seed that he had me to sow, taking away debt seed, a mortgage seed, even a car seed. And when he had me to sow a car, then I reaped wings. Amen. I gave a car away, a new Volvo station wagon. And after that, I was able to fly anywhere as if I worked for the airline. And so God is still blessing me with that kind of blessing. If the Lord wants me to go somewhere, I get there. I'm telling you, whether it's Jamaica, he sent me to Jamaica a couple of times. That was vacation, y'all. Amen. He still used that time for his glory, but it was a good vacation. Can't wait to go back. And then Mexico, you know, Canada, London, France, you know. So God has sent me to different places, and he's done it because he had me to sow wheels, and I reap wings. Praise God. And so then when I got into full-time ministry, I mean, people were blessing me. And I do know that the two times I went to Jamaica after I was in full-time ministry, which meant that I didn't pay for it. You know, God used someone else to pay for me to go with them to Jamaica. Amen. All expenses paid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And so he said, now people are going to begin to do things for you. And I want you to use more words to thank them. And I want you to use my word to thank them. And even as you thank them, to speak into their lives by thanking them. So now we're in a faith dimension of giving thanks to people. And so here are some of the, now I have a whole list of things. I've been collecting these thank yous in the Bible for years. Amen. And I just, the Lord, by leading of the Lord, picked out a few to share with you today. So when someone does something for me, I bless them with the word of God by faith and speak into their lives. One scripture is Ephesians 3:20. And it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And so he'll have me write a text, write a letter to them, send a card, and say thank you. And Ephesians 3:20, thank you. Praying even right now that God will do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And then with, here's another scripture of thank you, Ruth 2 verse 12. It says, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings come to trust. And so I'll send someone a Ruth 2:12 thank you. You know, thank you, and you know, for what you've done, that the Lord will recompense you, will pay you back for what you've done, give you a full reward be given to you by the Lord. Hallelujah, because we know you trust him. Praise God. Another scripture of in that faith dimension of giving thanks is Psalm 115, verses 14 and 15. Psalm 115, verses 14 and 15. And it says, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord,
which made heaven and earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's had me to bless people. And, you know, when they bless me, and I know, you know, he's the one that touched their hearts to bless me, and I'll say, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Hallelujah. And bless, and you'll be blessed from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So I'm speaking into their lives. This faith dimension of giving thanks is to thank someone from the Word of God. And there's so many wonderful thanks that are in the Word of God. One of my main ones is to give someone a Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 thank you. And sometimes that's all I'll just write on it. Deuteronomy 1:10 11 thank you with Ephesians 3:20 on top. Amen. And Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 says, the Lord your God has multiplied you. And behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your father make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. Hallelujah. So as we learn this, you know, this giving thanks, this art of giving thanks, is that we can give a faith thank you to someone and thank them by faith and speak into their lives and say, you'll be 1,000-fold more than you are right now. The Lord multiply you for your giving. Hallelujah. And that's a great thank you when it comes from the Word of God. Hallelujah. And I pray even an impartation into you. If you're not doing it, then you can do it. Hallelujah. Out of the Word of God. If you're doing it, and I know some of you are doing it already. Amen. And maybe here's some more that you can add to your repertoire of faith dimension, the faith from the faith dimension of giving thanks. Now let's go on to talking about giving thanks to God. Hallelujah. When we give thanks to God, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. And what that says is, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man things which God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. So we can give God, you know what I mean? Well, he's saying to us, you haven't seen, you haven't heard, you can't even imagine or think of what I have planned for you. But just know that it's good because I love you. Hallelujah. And so God has so much for us, and he wants us to even thank him in advance before we're in quote unquote possession of it in our head, before we can see it, before we can hear it, before we can our mind can conceive of it and figure it out, that we thank him. We thank him in advance before the manifestation of it. Because really, as we thank God in advance for his promises, we already have it because we have his promises, and he always keeps his promises. Oh, and there are so many promises of God. Hallelujah. And so we can thank God in advance for his promises. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read some of the promises of God. Glory to God. And I'll tell you the scriptures of some. I mean, there's so many. And so, I even pray for an impartation or even just a nudge in our spirits to learn more about the promises of God so that we can even begin to thank him in advance for the manifestation of these promises before we even see them.
That's when we get to the faith dimension of giving thanks. So there's the promise of God says the Lord will fight for you. Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. And we can thank him in advance. When we're fighting for something, oh, there's so many things that we're fighting about. You know, even sometimes with our families, situations and circumstances that we may be in that would cause us to go into a fight. And the Lord's word says in Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. And we can thank him in advance. We don't have to put up our dukes and start fighting somebody. We can thank God in advance. Lord, I see this stuff. I know you see it. And I'm thanking you in advance, Lord, for fighting for me, fighting on my behalf in this situation. Hallelujah. And then Lamentations 3:21 through 23 says, God's mercies are new each morning. There's a translation that says that they are fresh and new. And Sister McDowell sang that earlier. His mercies are new every morning. And so, you know, if you're going through something, you know, you're having a day, because we all had a day that we're ready for that day to end. And we can just say, thank you, Lord, that your mercies are fresh and new each morning. So this day has been this day. We're going to leave that day behind. And we thank you, Lord, that in the morning, hallelujah, it's going to be a fresh and new day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then Isaiah 40:31 says, the promise is God will renew your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, hallelujah. And she's been thanking God for his strength. He's had us to put scriptures around the house. You look up and you see one scripture says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. And she has been strengthened. But she was thanking the Lord before the strength came, before she was in possession of the strength. She was thanking God in advance. Hallelujah. Amen. Here's one that we prayed earlier from Isaiah 54:17. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can thank God in advance. We see things going on. We can see if people are trying to plot and plan against us. You can really feel that coming. And just thanking God that no weapon formed against us. We're thanking God in advance. That's what a faith, that's the faith dimension of giving thanks, that we thank God in advance. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll do two more, and because I had a page full of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, here's one. Philemon in the New Testament, chapter one, promise of God is you have received grace and peace. You may be going through something that feels like you got unrest, you know, and you're looking for the grace of God. Well, we can thank God in advance for his grace and his peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here's one in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Promises God will forgive your sin. Now, here's one that has been just an extreme blessing for me. You know, when we sin, The enemy is going to try to make you feel like you've lost your salvation, you've lost your righteousness, and we got to know that we can thank God in advance, even while we're feeling like, or even while we're in the midst of sin. Come on, somebody. Ask him or thank him. Lord, thank you that you'll forgive my sin. Thank you for forgiving me, Lord. In 1 John 1:9, you know, it says if you confess your sin, that he is faithful and just to forgive your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, that is a promise of God that we all should know about. And we all should thank him for that. Hallelujah. Because we all going to go through something, whether we're not thinking the right thoughts, whether we did something, whether we should have done something that we didn't do. All of us will miss the mark at one time or another. And we can stand on the promise of God and thank God in advance. Thank him in advance. Hallelujah. And that's the faith dimension of giving thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's as far as we're going to go today. Praise God. We'll come back next week and we'll spend some time in the worship dimension of giving thanks. And for those of you who joined us later, we're talking about the art of giving thanks. We said that there's three dimensions we're talking about. There's probably more than this, but three dimensions of giving thanks. We talked about the etiquette dimension of giving thanks, where we learned please, thank you, and you're welcome. We learned the etiquette. We learned how to be polite. We learned that as children. Most of us did. Praise God. And then we learned some thank you. We talked about some thank you phrases. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. And so on. Hallelujah. And then we started talking about thanking God. That when we thank God, thanking God leads us into praise. Hallelujah. Now, therefore, oh God, we thank you and we praise you for your glorious name. Hallelujah. That was with 1 Chronicles 29:13. And so we thank each other and we thank God for what he has done, what we were in possession of. And then we go to that next dimension of giving thanks, which is the faith dimension. Hallelujah. We haven't seen it. We're not in possession of it. We haven't felt it. Our mind can't even conceive of how it could be. But we're thanking God. Hallelujah. And also we thank people using the word of God to thank them. And as we thank them with the word of God, we're speaking into their lives. Hallelujah. And that's one of the faith dimensions of giving thanks. And then we're thanking God in advance for his promises, even though we're, quote unquote, not in possession of those yet, but we know we will be because God's promises are always yea and amen, and his promises prevail. Hallelujah. And once again, we're going to go into the worship dimension of giving thanks. Hallelujah. And that worship dimension of giving thanks, that's when you can thank God. Do that 1 Thessalonians 5:18, thank you. And that's to give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. When we get into the worship dimension of giving thanks, which we're going to talk about next week, when we get into that, that's the only way that we can give thanks in all circumstances. Hallelujah. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you as the Lord has shared it in my heart as well on next week. Praise God. Amen. I pray that you all were blessed by the word of God today. Hallelujah. I pray that that word will just go deep into your heart and that this will just be a starting point for you to learn more about the art of giving thanks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so as we go on now, you know, you may have heard all of this about giving thanks and how we talked about the different dimensions of giving thanks, and it's all about the Lord. And we want to give you an opportunity now to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And you can be ready to thank God in every situation, all situations, all circumstances, because it is possible to do that. Amen. So the word of God says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And he loves you so much. He loves you with an everlasting love. And he wants you to be his child. He wants you to be saved, to be born again. Romans 10:9 says this, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen, amen. And so confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer out of your mouth. Hallelujah. We're going to help you to say that prayer today. Confessing, that's confessing with your mouth. And believing in your heart is making a choice. God has given us choice. Hallelujah. He wants us to choose to love him like he loves us. We can make a choice not to, but he wants us to make the choice. That's why he loved us first. If he didn't love us first, we wouldn't even be able to love him at all. Amen. So he has even more love waiting for you to receive it. And all you have to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Teach me your ways. And help me to follow you. And now I know. I'm saved.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm kind of laughing at Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. She jumped right on in. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise the Lord for you, receiving him as your Lord and Savior. We commit and commend you right now to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray right now that he will fill you with his Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right. Power to walk right. Power to even read the word of God and understand the word of God, because he's there with you, teaching you along the way. And we give him praise and glory. And we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday, as the Lord wills, every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Same phone number, 516-418-5699, and you will learn more about the word of God. Hallelujah. And so we praise God for you even right now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you formally would like to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, you can press your number one key and we will receive you. Hallelujah. Amen, because some of you you're here every Sunday. Amen. And we've already received you, but you know, as we say, or as it says in the word, the right hand of fellowship. So if you'd ever like to become a part, because you do need to formally be a part of
of a family, of a local church. And you can't even say local church anymore because some people are all over the place. But if you'd like to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church formally, we would like to receive you. And you press your number one key. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we're getting ready to close now, if you have any questions, comments, encouragement, or prayer requests or prophecy requests, press your number one key, and we will open a line. We're going to save Pastor Mom's comments until the end. Amen. We see you, Pastor Price. We see you, Marcus, and you've had your number one key pressed for a long time. I'm going to open up your line first, Marcus. Hello, Marcus. Is this you, Marcus?
Oh, this isn't us. I mean, this isn't Marcus. I was reading something in my book called Promises for Life.
Okay. Who am I talking to?
This is Gabrielle.
Okay, Gabrielle. I didn't know if it was you or Amber. Okay, I'm glad you came on today. So what were you reading in your book of Promises for Life?
I'm on a chapter called Promise of Love. A rainbow stretches from one end of the sky to the other. Each shade of color, each fate. Each phase of light displays the radiant spectrum of God's love. It can remind us that He will always love each one of us at our worst and at our best. Faithful, O Lord, thy mercies are a rock that cannot move. A thousand promises declare thy constancy of love. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. God's love never ceases, never, and God's love never ceases, never. God doesn't love us less if we fail or more if we succeed. God's love never ceases. God promises to love me all day, sing songs all through the night. My life is God's prayer.
Now sing it.
God has not promised.
Sing it.
No, be quiet. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. God makes a promise, faith believes it, hope anticipates it, patient quietly awaits it.
My turn.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You.
Amber, you want to say something?
I was going to say something.
Is this Amber now?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
are you going to sing?
I was going to sing, but I was still going to say something.
Go ahead.
Are you muted? Because I can't hear you. All right.
I can hear you.
But what I was going to say was that God blesses us in many ways. God blesses me, God blesses you, and God blesses everyone. My sister, even though sometimes she can be annoying, but my family, I thank God for. And that's why I would like to say a huge thank you.
All right.
You did.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was really good.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Price, anyone else, if you want to make a comment, we thank God for the children. Hallelujah. Amen. That was Gabrielle and Amber from New Jersey, Minister Rachel's family. Hallelujah. And they have gotten on a line by themselves to say something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Hi, Apostle. I'm just laughing. I just love Gabrielle and Amber and the words that they both spoke out of. We're just laughing over here. We give glory to God. I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy, and say good morning, good afternoon now. And good afternoon, Pastor Mom. You did great today. I love it, the strongness. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. And I love you, Pastor Mom. Just wanted to say that. And Apostle, I just really enjoyed this service today, every part of it. I was thanking God and when you played Joy Bryant's song, I'm telling you, dancing got in my feet. And I mean,
I got up and started dancing.
I did too. and one of my daughters was asleep on the couch, and her back was turned to me, and I had my headphones on, and so I'm in the living room, and she was sleeping. I didn't want to, you know, I don't like to disturb them, you know, when I'm, you know, when the service is over, they still want to get their rest out. And so I was just a dancing, and when I opened my eyes, she was woke looking at me, turned around looking at me. I said, but I was so grateful. I said, Lord, I'm thankful that you put dancing in my feet. Thank you. So glory to God. So you know that was a blessing. Confirmation time. Thank God.
Yeah.
Of course, I thank God. I thank God for the message today on the art of giving thanks. It's just a wonderful, wonderful message. I can see this as a book too. That one that you can have right at your hand for it. That's such a great blessing. I pray that God will allow it to be developed as such. And I thank God for all the many parts of the message today. I have about 4 pages of what I wrote down. One thing I wanted to come was to the very, I loved about the 3 areas or the 3 dimensions of giving, of the art of giving thanks, the etiquette dimension, the faith dimension, the worship dimension. And then when you begin to get, I'm going to skip all the way over to the end. I have a lot of things written down, and I thank God for every single part of the message. And one thing that just stood out to me so much was when you got to the part where we're giving to God in the faith, giving faith thanks to God in that faith dimension of giving thanks. It's giving faith, you know, and all the scriptures you began to share, I wrote them, each one of them down, and how we can thank God in advance. And when you got to the one about 1 John 1:9, I'm so grateful for 1 John 1:9 because there were hallelujah. There are ones that when I came into the things of God, I would watch people that were strong people of God, very, very strong people of God. Some of them even frightened me because of their strongness of their walk in the Lord. And as the time can progress in knowing them, I came to know them, and we became very good friends, some of the very strong people of God. But then I also began to, the Lord allowed me to see the sins, some sins that were going on in their lives. And I can remember one time my husband said to me, he said, Helen, he said, he was talking about 2 ministers. He said, a lady and man said, they're having relations. I said, don't you say that. You better not say that. That they're having no, he said, Helen, don't be stupid. They are having. I said I was so angry with him, and then I found out that they were having relations. The couple were, and they eventually got married. But the thing that happened was that I noticed that I didn't see her beating herself up, the man or the woman, and my friend. I didn't see her beating herself up with it. And the Lord said, he said, now let me tell you the difference between you and her. And this has now been some 40 years ago. He said, let me tell you the difference between you and her. He said, when she sins, she comes to me. She confesses that sin, and she receives it by faith. He said, when you sin, he said, you want to hold on and beat yourself up about it and keep up. He said, no, I said, if you confess your sins, I'm faithful, I'm just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And so I just thank God for that particular verse because it means so much. And the apostle, he gave me an accompanying always through the years, an accompanying. And this one is really one that I have. I love that faith dimension of giving thanks because this is the one, when I've gotten into stuff I had no business getting into, and I have sinned or found myself in some kind of iniquity or found myself in some kind of sin that I've gotten myself into. And the only way I can get out of it would be with the help of the Lord. So he gave me 2 Peter 2:9, and that was my faith. That was my faith giving of thanks before I even saw the manifestation. He would have me pray in 2 Peter 2:9 along with 1 John 1:9. But 2 Peter 2:9 says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the, hallelujah, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. And so the Lord would have me to say, Lord, I thank you that you know how to deliver me. You know how to rescue me out of this thing, Lord God. You know how to deliver me out of every temptation, every test, every trial that I got myself into, Lord God. And you know how to bring me out of this. So I would say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me out of this. Even in the midst of situations where sometimes there are thoughts that whenever that we find ourselves in certain things, there are thoughts and all kinds of mess that may be involved in it. But yet in the midst of it, as we even have to say, as you said, we have to even praise our way and give thanks our way out of the situation because we do show our trust. I love that. I love what you said. And I would say, thank you, Lord. And then over the years, the many years that I've walked with the Lord, when I've gotten myself into something I have no business getting into, I would see him bring me out of that situation, set my feet on solid ground. And then I was already facing him, as you said, giving him faith thanks before it even manifested. And then once it would manifest, I would say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. And one more thing with that, he said, you're not unjust. He said, you have been justified by Jesus Christ, and I'm going to bring you out of that thing. Hallelujah. And one little thing, Apostle, I thought about when they said, you know, there's a thing on TV called Let's Make a Deal. And they'll ask you to choose between door one, door two, and door three. Well, I found out that whatever we choose, when we walk through a door, I found myself walking through a door I had no business walking through. And when I walked through the door and I turned around in the spirit, the way out of it had completely shut up. There was just a wall there. God said, you got yourself in this thing, and you're going to have to wait for me to get you out of this thing. And when he gets you out of that thing, there are things I literally hate now. There are things that I literally hate. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about sins that I literally hate because I had brought myself into that mess when I was an alcoholic and getting up in the morning drinking and going to bed at night drinking or being promiscuous. I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like it anymore. So I'm not even, by the grace and goodness of God, I'm not tempted by it because God not only took the sin brought me out of the sin, but he got me to the point where he has to have me, I don't want to go back into it again. So I thank God for this tremendous message, the art of giving thanks. I tell you that this is a tremendous word, and I thank you, Lord God, for even in advance for all that you're doing in and through Apostle's life and through this word, Lord God. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be able to hear it. God bless you, sis. I love you, Pastor Mom. I love you again and all the saints in your respective places. Wait a minute, Apostle, and especially Gabrielle and Amber. God bless them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have a blessed day now. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. You too, Pastor Price. Thank you. Thank you for all of your comments and your confirming dance this morning. Because Pastor Mom was kind of looking over at me a little bit. She was smiling. But I was just a dancing all over the place. And I just had so much strength as I was dancing around. And I thank God for that. So thank you for that confirmation. Hey, if anybody else was dancing today,
Pressure number one, Key, let us know. We had a dancing moment this morning in the spirit. Amen. God bless you. Love you, Pastor Price. Amen. We open a line for Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, Apostle Kizzy, my beautiful God mom, and hi, Pastor Mom. Hi, Aunt Helen. Hi, Aunt Catherine. All those who love the Lord Jesus just like we do. I'm just grateful to God for what he's done, and even having Gabriella answer the number one key on the other phone, because they're using that phone to listen in.
Wow.
So that was a blessing how God used them this morning to encourage all of us.
Yes, that was beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
And I also thank God for Aunt Helen for giving her testimony. Like, there's things that we have opened the door and walked into that we just, you know, I'm just thankful to God that he gets us through it, through his grace and mercy. So there's a lot of things that he is bringing me through. So I'm grateful. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not going back to those things anymore. I let go a lot of stuff. He's teaching me how to let go. So God bless you all, and I thank you for all the scriptures and stuff. I know I'm going to have to listen to the archive in order to get the rest of the scriptures because I couldn't keep up. But I love you.
Nope.
I love you all.
Well, I know you're multitasking. You know, so you can, you can always go back. And thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm glad that the girls, hopefully that was okay with you for them to get on the other phone.
Yeah.
Paul,
that's
the phone. He calls me on.
Yeah, because I wanted them to be in the other room so it won't echo because they wanted to listen in.
Okay,
so I let
good.
Them go to their bedroom and listen in.
Amen. Amen. Because this is their church too, right?
Yes.
Amen. We praise God. All right,
yeah,
thank you.
Okay. Sorry. I was going to say, and I thank God that I didn't have to make them. I thank God that I didn't have to make them, because sometimes you have to make children want to pray, make children want to listen to the word, and I don't want to force them. So they willingly, so I thank God for them to be their willingness to want to listen in and to want to participate and open their hearts to the things of God. So I just thank God for that. He is merciful to allow me with kids that like that, like him and love him and his purpose.
Amen. We thank God for them. Amen. And if I don't know, I think everybody here may be a part of the Praying in Tongues Tuesday, but the girls, Gabrielle and Amber, they come on Tuesday as well. Sometimes the boys are on too, but they come on and they're praying in tongues with us on Tuesday and getting interpretations as well. So, and they are, what, age 10 and 12?
Oh, you talking about the boys or the girls?
The girls.
Oh, next month, Amber turns 12. She's still 9. Gabrielle, she turned 11.
Okay, so their ages are 9 and 11.
Yes.
Okay, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, then. Well, thank you, and we'll probably talk about that, but everyone else have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Okay, and Renee just says she wants you to pray for the baby's father because he reached out to us once and we didn't hear from him anymore.
Okay, all right, we can stop and pray for that right now. Amen. What's his first name?
This is first Michael. Or they call him Mike.
Okay. So, Father, we join our faith together right now with Renasia and her family as they're praying for Mike, Lord God. We lift him up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching his heart right now. If he does not know you as his Lord and Savior, we claim him as an inheritance for your kingdom and for your righteousness. And we thank you, Lord God, that you give him the heart of a father. Give him your heart, Lord God, to be the father to his child, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to do right by his child and to do good for his child in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that him and Renasia will have a good relationship to be able to raise their child. We give you praise for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Anyone else? You want to say anything else before we get ready to close? You can press your number one key. We'll give you guys a quick shout-out right now. A shout-out to Minister Amber. Good to see you here. Sister Debbie, glad all is well. Good to see you. Praise God. Trying to think of other names. Oh, Sister Francis, praise God. Good to see you today. Minister Carrie, we thank God for you. Sister Faye, good to see you on a Sunday. Praise God. Minister Mary, praise God for you. Amber and Gabrielle, amen. And Kiva, hallelujah, from Nashville. Good to see you on the line. And others who went a little early, Pastor Mark, good to see him today. Who else did we see? Oh, Minister Elaine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So good to have you all on with us. We pray that you'll have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Pastor Mom made sweet potato pie. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to officially, start our cook. Well, we officially started last week, but and we're going to officially start cooking, dressing on tomorrow. And because we don't wait until the last minute. We don't cook on that day. When we get up, everything is ready. Hallelujah. So then we're having the turkey and Mom's dressing with her secret part of it. Amen. That makes it go over the top. Hallelujah. And so I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and have an opportunity to get together with family and friends, especially, you know, during this time where we're still in the pandemic, so to speak, but that, you know, all will go well. Praise God. Amen. So Pastor Mom, you want to close us out?
Yeah, and I just wanted to say I like the whole
word today. Amen.
And thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
All right. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee. While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, as I said, have a blessed rest of the day and have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And remember, I am the church.
Yes.
You are the church. We are the church,
yes,
together.